whenever you're ready.
Oh my God.
Jessica! I've never been called a fox!
Dana.
That's a classy name for a Harry.
I like it classic.
Okay.
Do you?
Welcome to the Rants and Raves podcast.
Sure.
Out with the bad and in with the good, motherfuckers.
That's right.
Jessica.
Dana.
Hi, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Good. Thank you. Welcome to the Rants and Raves podcast. I am Dana Powell.
I'm Jessica Young. And we are here to rant and rave.
Oh, I thought of you the other...
That was a herring fart.
No, it's a...
I know, I'm just kidding.
It's not herring, was it? Oh, yes. You're right, it was herring. Mm-hmm. I thought it was some other kind of fish.
Nope. The red herring.
Oh.
Get it?
Mm-hmm, I get it.
Wasn't.
I don't know if there was a joke in it.
There wasn't.
It's just kind of like another saying, right? No, I thought of you the other day because you know how we had an issue with scatting for a while?
Yeah.
I was listening to an old Jason Mraz.
Oh, boy.
And he did some scatting in Butterfly. Doop, doop, boop, doop, boop, boop,
boop, boop, boop, boop, boop, boop, boop, boop. I'm well aware of Mraz, and I ain't a fan. No, do you like him? You love his fedora.
Oh,
boy.
Butterfly, you float on by. I can't even remember the words now, but when I'm in the car band, I know everyone, including the Zoop Zoop Zobadas.
So you want to go on the Jason Mraz, Jack Johnson tour, clearly.
I mean, I wouldn't be mad about it.
We cannot be friends anymore.
Really? You hated really. Jack Johnson?
I can't deal with any of it.
Do you also hate the girl who sings Bubble Toes that did the...
Ew.
What's her name?
No, that was Jack Johnson.
Oh, okay. But Jason Mraz did a... Colby Calais did a duet.
Don't like any of that genre.
In Love With
no
My
offense.
Best Friend.
Have no problem with them as people. It's just not...
How lucky
I know. Lucky you in love with my best friend. I hate it all.
Well, okay. You hate happiness then. Mm-hmm.
I got excited this morning when I woke up and the first news story I saw was that Def Leppard, Poison, and Motley Crue are going back on tour together next year. Okay?
Okay. Why don't you go in a submarine with them and play music for sharks?
That's Kiss.
I know. We have
and
to.
And I'm not interested.
We have not released that bonus episode and people haven't heard that story. We're going to have to.
That's probably a good thing.
I don't know. We're going to have to bring it back. Just short version, guys. Kiss is going to be performing underwater in a submarine for sharks, and you can go.
It may have already happened.
It's sponsored
it was an
by Airbnb.
Spectaculoso.
Spectaculoso.
No, but really, I've seen Motley Crue twice, and they're coming back after they swore they were done. But apparently, their movie The Dirt that was released on Netflix
really made
brought about
want
a resurgence.
It.
Okay, that was Ollie's tale. I really freaked
you
out.
You got freaked out?
I don't know.
Ollie's
what
been
I
real
I
involved
saw.
With recording today.
I know. He's been very interested.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was
our producer's still asleep on the back of the couch, Lucy.
Oh, to have the life. No, she's wide awake. She just looks very content.
Yeah, because she doesn't have any work to do.
Oh, my God. Dana.
Yeah?
Do I need to tell people how to reach us?
Yes, let's do it.
You can find us on Facebook and Instagram, which you're going to get lots of fun. And we have lots of communication throughout that platform through
DM. I love
DM.
How you surprised yourself that you could find us on Instagram.
You can. Oh, looky there.
Look at that Instagram.
No, but it is funny because that's the DMs on those are great. And that's a great way to communicate
with
the
us.
Rants and Raves podcast. On Facebook.
Or communicate in general.
Twitter. Yes.
It's been a long day, y'all.
On Twitter at @raves_the. Through our website, therantsandravespodcast.com. We have a contact button that goes direct to us. Or if you just happen to already be on your email or want to push that envelope, therantsandravespodcast@gmail.com.
Thank you.
All fine ways to reach us.
All perfectly acceptable ways to reach us.
And even if you don't want to reach us, which our loss and yours, I guess, because we'd love to feature what you have to say.
A little bit, and we want to talk about you.
But get in on the clips and the quips and everything else.
Yeah, just be a voyeur.
Yes.
If nothing else.
Exactly.
Also, rate, review, subscribe on whatever podcast platform you're on. Literally, you don't have to do anything but push 5 stars. And it helps us out immensely.
Indeedly.
So, anyway, that's that information.
Yep.
Should we go ahead and get into our rant?
Let's do it.
Well, I think I'm up first, right?
You are indeed.
I have a very simple rant that I'm hoping somebody can identify with, because I'm really putting myself out there.
Okay.
I'm really starting to get agitated with how many things just fly out of my face. So we all know that I have a slobbery. Well, it's everything. Okay. It's everything, Jessica. I'll get to it. Words for sure. I mean, if you listen to our podcast, you know you have definitely screamed at least once, Dana, why are you telling people this? And then my husband yells that at me.
He does.
Sometimes he's like,
he thinks you divulge too much.
You're real open.
That's what Alan probably feels about me. Yeah. I mean, I know he does. There's no way.
But I think there's a part of him that's like, at least she has a platform to get it out, and I don't have to listen to it all the time. So, yes, words. But I'm talking about, we all know I have a slobbering problem. What?
No, I don't know.
You
that.
Don't?
No.
How do you not know this?
Never seen you slobber.
Yes,
so.
You have. It's just that I'm so adept at, like,
what?
Pushing past it at this point that people don't notice as much. But I have a major, like, I'm a pillow slobberer. Don't ever borrow a pillow from me that I've put my head on.
Well, that's different. You mean when you're sleeping?
Yes.
Well, that's called drooling. Okay. And I do it too. Go right. on.
Well, during waking life, I will be driving somewhere. I will be watching a TV show and literally drool just falls from my mouth.
You over salivate like a Great Pyrenees.
Okay. Is that a dog?
It's like the most slobberiest of all dog breeds.
Okay.
They're like
this big.
Is it a
big version of a Pekingese?
No, they're just huge white dogs. Oh, God.
So I'm beautiful.
I'm going to like do a face swap with you in a Great Pyrenees.
Like in high school when I was doing, remember we had to take typing classes in high school?
I remember my teacher's name. And you mean to learn how to type without looking?
Yes.
JKL semispace.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Well, we had to do that in high school.
Shout out to Miss Stevens at Crestwood High School.
You know that our children are learning to type in first grade now.
What?
Yeah.
They're even learning to, because they don't have to write anymore.
Uh-huh.
Which I'm very upset about. Go on.
Yeah. So anyway, when I took typing in high school and we would have timed writings, they were called, where you would do the sentences and you had to then calculate how many mistakes you made and come up with the score, right?
Yes.
I was doing the best one I ever had and I started drooling and I was fighting within my own soul about whether or not I should mess up my best timed writing ever.
To wipe the drool.
Uh-huh. Or just let it go. And I'll tell y'all, I just let it go.
Were you wearing like a pink satin shirt that you couldn't wipe your shoulder on your mouth?
I didn't want to turn my focus in any way. 89 words a minute. I think that's probably still the best.
Holy
I ever
crap.
Got. Yeah.
No wonder that transcription company loved you so back in the
I
day.
I did work for our friend Josh for a long time.
That's amazing.
Yeah. So I'm a drooler. So that happens a lot.
God.
And I can't believe you haven't noticed when I talk to you.
Never.
But
I promise I'm not like trying to make you feel better. I'd be laughing hysterically and be like, I know.
No,
I've never seen
it. I definitely smooth past it because I'll be talking and I'll get, you know, it's not even about excitement level. It's just a physical issue I have. So I'll be talking. And so like, let me read something. What is this? So here's what I'm reading. Distributed by Irving, Texas. I just drilled on myself. Sorry. Made in China. Fabric. Literally, that's what I do. Oh, I just drilled on myself. Sorry. Wipe and keep going before anyone can comment. But the worst. And this is the one that I'm going, okay.
Okay.
I hate it. And it doesn't happen all the time, but it happened recently and I didn't know how to deal.
Okay.
Have you ever had one of those very thin, flaky, dried boogs hiding in your nose and you don't feel it? But at some point when you're talking to someone, that flake flies out like a biological snowflake in the air.
God.
And you saw it and they saw it and you both know it's a bug and you don't know what to do.
Nobody comments on it.
I pretend like, you know how I put myself in pretend scenarios?
Oh my God. Yes.
So what I did was like, oh my God, was that a bug? Like,
My God.
Oh, I knew it had to be a booger flake.
That is unacceptable.
It's so awful, but I've been sick and we've had all these fires. Jessica.
I will take a dried biological snowflake any day. I can't believe I'm saying that. Over people who eat with their, like, talk while they're still chewing. So it really happens a lot, I have to say, honestly, with people who are getting up there in age.
Because they don't care anymore.
The food kind of collects on their lips.
And it foams in the sides of their... Oh.
Nope. But they'll be talking and spitting, and I'm like, oh, God.
Oh, I can't.
And, like, that piece of bread or whatever, I can't handle it. And I have a coworker who does it a lot. We'll come over and kind of lean over, and I'm like, oh, God, what? Couldn't you have swallowed first? Wipe your mouth. I don't have the heart to tell you to wipe your mouth. You need to wipe your mouth.
Okay. Fear factor.
What?
That coworker specifically. Would you rather listen to them chew their food in your ear with the foamy corners?
Oh.
Or would you take a booger flake from them?
Where's the booger flake going?
On your face.
Just
it's face level.
Just bounces on my face and falls off. Oh, fine. If it's not going in my mouth or up my
nose,
we're fine.
You will take a booger bounce over sound and foam that never touches you?
Yep.
Anyone who just got into our show and just heard you would take a booger bounce over. They don't know what they're in for.
They don't.
No, I think I'm going to have to disagree with you.
The people that foam also inherently spit, and I will take something dry over something that's wet when it comes from someone else's orifice on their body any day.
That's so horrible. I will take something dry over something wet any day.
Well... As I said, when, even my justification to, you know what? Sticking a fork in it because I'm done.
Don't you drink your water with such sass? You made no point. You walked away.
I really didn't. It's all disgusting.
It's all disgusting. Listen, but I got to get my face under
after
control.
After the year I've had, I don't want anything from someone else's body going in my face at any time.
Okay, but so we all know that Jessica got puked on a plane. But how
she giggles about it.
Sorry, it's so horrible. I don't know what else to do. It's like when you're at a bad funeral and you can't help but giggle because somebody farted. I don't know what to say about it. It's the worst thing ever.
My
except
God.
For the woman this week that came out and said that a man dumped a hot bucket of diarrhea on her head. A homeless
pulled her out of her car. I'm just telling you right now, I would be right now sitting in an asylum.
Yes, in a padded room.
Straight up in a straitjacket.
And I would probably die within 24 hours because I think I would nonstop vomit.
I'm not kidding. That to me might be the worst thing I've ever heard.
And I thought of you because she talked about her eyelashes.
Like, but you know
I'm sorry. Anyway, I'm sorry that happened to you and that woman. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to try and get my face flyers in control. I don't want to spit on people. I don't want to drool. And I definitely don't want bug flyers.
No, thank you.
So I ranted about myself. I can't be the only one, right?
No.
Jessica?
I mean...
Have you had a booger fly out of your nose? A dried booger?
Does it count
as a booger if it's dry?
Yes.
All right. You could have been nice. It's the holiday season. You could have had...
compassion.
A charitable attitude and been like, God. Yeah, Dinah, you're fine. It's just confetti. No,
I'm not going to lie.
It's gross and disgusting. Well, cool. Learned something new today.
Oh, my God.
What's your rant?
My rant is, you know, it's something that for me personally started in August.
Oh, my, you're getting worked up.
When they started putting out, why are you looking at my headphones? I know I look like E.T. right now.
Literally, I'm just staring. Like, I
don't
know.
That's how self-conscious I am. I saw your eyes divert. I'm like, why are you looking at my headphones?
I feel like I was actually looking at that stack of DVDs thinking I need to return Freaks and Geeks to Todd Veneman from 15 years
ago. Is it my rat tail you're staring at? My braided rat tail?
No.
Oh, my God.
Jessica got new headphones last week. It's a very new experience.
Last
for
week,
her.
As in July, started wearing them last week. Oh my
it's very
God.
New experience. It's opened up a whole new world.
I can't stop adjusting.
Do them. I sound like an amazing singer in your new headphones?
Yes, you actually do. It sounded like from a distance, but with the right amount of brevity. Is that a word for singing? I don't know.
I think so. I think when someone
vibrato.
Brevity means you kept it short, and thank you, Dana.
Something I don't know how to do. Okay. I think a lot of people are on this page, but a lot of people are not. I feel like this is very much an issue where people are divided.
Very, yeah.
As far as when is too early to start a holiday? Okay.
To start decorating.
Now,
is that what
I
you mean?
Loves me some holidays. Yeah. I do. Yeah. I love them, love them, love them.
But I'm an equal opportunity lover.
What does that mean?
I need Halloween on Halloween, Thanksgiving on Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And also, like Halloween, go hog wild from the 1st through the 31st. Mm-hmm. That's it. Come November 1st, I don't want to see witchy poo anymore. Okay?
Okay.
Or your ghosts or anything else. Get it together. And you have the entire month to celebrate. 31 days, in fact.
Are you pointing at me because I still have a Book of Fright typewriter out on my buffet?
Oh, I didn't even notice
that. That's
and I am angrily pointing at you, but it's not meaning to be pointing at you like that so defiantly.
I get it.
So angrily. I love Thanksgiving.
Uh-huh.
I also love the winter holidays. I love Christmas. I'm Jewish. I guarantee you I own more ornaments and Christmas decor than anybody on this planet.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
I love all the holidays, but let's not get into it until it's the holidays.
Right.
Okay? So to me, yes, October too early.
For Christmas.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And I'm sorry, November 1st? It
too
ain't
early. Okay, then you're not going to be angry. I was a little worried
unless
about the
you're
pushback
putting
I might
a turkey
get from
in
you.
A Santa outfit. The two
Thank
don't mix.
You. So, kind of like from this week, I know Thanksgiving's next week, and I've always been like, from Thanksgiving on, go hog wild, because people, that still gives you 5 to 6 weeks
yeah.
to go nuts with
also
gluttony and gift buying and food eating and everything
and
else
everything
that we all
red
do
and green
to
and
excess.
Sparkles. But
all of it.
I will say I am not angry at someone who leaves their tree up until the beginning of February.
You know what? Trees are always so sad to see them go down. Uh-huh. Now, also, people that are Catholic will keep it up at least until the Epiphany, which I am, if I'm correct, is that January 6th?
I'd have never heard of that.
I'm 99% sure it's the 6th.
What kind
all
of
my Catholics, please shout.
What kind of Epiphany
give us a corrections corner,
Dan
but I think I'm proud of myself and I'm right. Isn't that what
epiphany?
They call it? The Epiphany. Yes.
What do they have an Epiphany about?
I am embarrassed to say I don't remember, but I think it's from Christmas Day, the 25th to January 6th.
This feels
6th.
Like a Mr. Young letter.
My husband, my dad won't. He actually probably would know the answer to that. Colleen, help me out here. I know
Dan
you know
Tipton
and I know you're
know.
Listening.
He grew up Catholic.
Please. I think it's the Epiphany on the 6th, but my husband will not allow the tree to not be taken down until the it has to be up until the 6th.
Interesting.
Uh-huh.
I don't think I've ever gotten
we celebrate everything
down.
Just to put everyone's mind at ease. Like I said, I love all holidays.
Yeah.
And I have like 10 menorahs and we do a tree with my billion ornaments
yeah.
and all my other silly holiday things I've accrued over the years. I'm alls about it.
Yeah. I have a friend that her husband's Catholic and she's Jewish mm-hmm. and they each have their own ornaments. So she puts like dreidels and things on the tree. And then also
it.
Random like action figures and stuff. They
yes.
have no, there's no rules.
Oh yeah. No, I put the finger puppets that Starbucks did years ago of the Muppets.
Oh, cute.
Like the Swedish Chef and
yes.
stuff. Yes. Any kind of doll or whimsy.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm all about it.
Mm-hmm.
So this is an article that really made a lot of news this week.
Oh.
Texas family told to take down snowman because it's too early for Christmas.
Oh, God. Who told them? Get into it.
Their homeowners association.
Oh, HOAs. Okay.
Man, those peeps can really
Especially...
be knocking down your door for not using the right color milk paint when you're in a historic area.
Especially if they don't like you, they will come up with uh-huh. any reason to
yep.
aggravate you till you leave.
Totally. This article by Minnie Von Burke starts with, "You're a mean one,
Mr. Grinch."
A Texas family said their homeowners association put a damper on the holiday spirit by telling them to take down an inflatable snowman because it's too early for Christmas decorations. Claudia Simonis, a resident of the Lakeside at Canyon Springs subdivision in San Antonio, I already don't like you, told NBC News in a phone interview that her family decorated their front yard November 1st with a large inflatable snowman, a reindeer, and a Santa helicopter. It's very specific.
Yes, it is. It was on clearance from last year. She's like, get that helicopter.
Oh, my God. I wish your dad would dress up like Santa and fly around in his gyrocopter. It'd be so awesome. Days later, on November 4th, the neighborhood's homeowners association, Diamond Association Management and Consulting, sent the family a letter saying the festive display was a violation and that the snowman needed to be removed. Simonis said the letter did not address any of the other decorations in their yard. Only the snowman. Okay, this makes it even funnier. Only the snowman. The Santa and the reindeer are fine, but not the snowman.
That's so weird.
My God. Maintenance. Holiday decorations need to be removed, the letter said. Please remove the snowman until closer to the holiday season.
But why not the Santa?
Or the reindeer?
This HOA hates them.
They said they've lived in the subdivision for 4 years and have never received a letter like this before. I just couldn't believe it. My husband sent it to me and I said, are you serious? Simonis and her husband told NBC News that she is pregnant and expecting a baby December 25th. Well, now you had to...
Well, that doesn't have anything to do with the price of eggs, but...
They put up their decorations a little earlier than usual in case the baby arrives early. And because they wanted their two sons, ages 7 and 3, to just enjoy the display. Well, now I feel like
Jessica,
a creep.
Are you starting to feel bad?
Well, maybe the listener who sent this to us should feel bad too.
Jessica, don't play Peter.
I bet they didn't even read it as far as I did.
Yeah, because they were just mad about it. The way you were like, I already don't like you.
Oh my God. By the way, yes, of course, I'm not a creep. And yes, if you're really having a baby, I get it.
I mean, technically people can do whatever they want.
Tell that to Walgreens when they start putting Christmas up.
Before Halloween.
Yeah, thank you.
When I was in Michael's, when I bought those nasty... tissues that aren't tissue paper. It was before Halloween, mm-hmm. and they had all of their Christmas stuff out.
I don't want to see eggnog flavored jelly bellies until mid-November.
Okay. Well, I mean, you may not want to. You might have to close your eyes. It's earlier and earlier every year.
Well, you know what? Again, I always will blame it on the advertising because like the Coca-Cola Santa.
Yeah.
That, if you read about that, that's kind of like one of the things that sparked commercialism with, yes. I mean, I can't say I'm mad at it. I love it. I love all those retro Santa images and Coca-Cola and the polar bears and all that. Great.
Coca-Cola didn't invent Christmas, though.
No, they did not. Yeah. But they turned Santa into a very cherubic, very marketable figure, right? And every holiday is turned like that. None of these holidays were ever about gifts or about marketing or anything else. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, it just became a thing where it's like, yes, do good for others. And if you did gifts, maybe you were supposed to help the poor or help the needy or invite someone to your home for a meal and la-di-da-di-da. You know what? I feel like a hypocrite because I love all of it. I also sometimes think it can be too much, but it's only too much when you start seeing Lexus wrapped in red bows with ding 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 dee dee ding 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 ding. We all know the song because you've seen the commercial for the last 30 years. The wife's getting a brand new Lexus again.
None of us are getting Lexus on Christmas morning.
No.
Well, I don't often do it, but I wish that I could get my holiday decorations up earlier because sometimes we do travel. Yeah. Not every year.
No, it's true. And then you really don't enjoy them. I get it.
Yeah. But also, I feel like with these people's story, I kind of think the HOA is on the naughty list this year.
I know.
And maybe you, Jessica.
Oh. Do you know, to me, what is the red light to go hog wild when that freaking Hershey's Kiss...
Like, turn on the red light?
Yeah. When the Hershey's Kiss commercial that rings like bells comes on, then it's time.
Okay.
Bing, 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 bing. That obnoxious one that keeps ringing at the end and then closes its fists like a maestro at the end of a Broadway musical.
Thank God this episode is coming out after Thanksgiving, or you would be doing exactly what you hate right now.
Oh my God.
Heck, how the bells, sweet summer bells, all seem to say, throw cares away.
Do you remember when they did that on SNL way back? I just saw it again recently and I was crying. Dana Carvey. It's like people singing Christmas carols that they don't know the words to.
You never do. I've told you every year I have begged Dan Tipton. I said,
leave me alone, please go away.
Yes. I have begged Dan Tipton for probably 15 years to get drunk with me and record all the Christmas songs that we can remember, but without access to lyrics.
Oh my God, amazing.
I want to do it so bad. And he's always like, no.
Why?
I don't know, because it's probably not a good example as a human.
Hey, we're going to get drunk and try to remember Christmas carols. Isn't there like a group of traveling carolers that come through like Toluca Lake or something?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yes. They're pretty amazing. They have really cool, like, not Edwardian, Edwardian costumes.
I think so.
Yeah.
Elizabethan? What's at the turn of the century? What's wrong with me?
It's Edwardian, I think. Oh. Like Dickens.
We're our history peeps.
I know. It's like Dickens. Dickensian costumes.
Love and joy come to you, and to you your wassail too.
I was gonna do the one woman who always has the super high voice.
And God bless you and Sir Andrew. Happy New Year.
No one's ever That's listening amazing. To our show again.
That's amazing.
I might have to edit that out. We just lost 40% of our listenership, which means we're left with your dad and six other people.
Oh my God. My dad used to take us every year to a place in Florida called Lantana.
Oh.
And it is like, I think at least at the time, they had home of the most Christmas lights in one area.
Every town has that, yeah.
They had like over 200,000 lights or something crazy. I don't know. It was insane. You could walk through this little house. Oh God, it was magical.
That's one thing I love about LA. Every holiday has some kind of walkabout adventure.
Yes.
There's several neighborhoods in LA where you walk through with your hot cocoa and apple cider, say hi to people, look at Christmas lights. It's
I love
cool.
It.
Yeah.
Totally.
Love it. Okay. So I am coming up with a horrible corner.
We need to take a cleansing breath.
Oh, yeah.
I was just laughing so much. I'm like, you know what? I don't feel angry after this rave. Rant.
We're losing our minds.
Boy.
Okay. You're right. That was your rant. So, okay. Are we ready for cleansing breath?
Yes.
Okay. I want you to cleanse out your hypocrisy. Just kidding. I love when I say something and your head goes down in shame and I'm like, I'm equally as horrible as you. How could you possibly let me shame you?
Oh my God.
Okay. If you're by yourself, feel free to scream it out, laugh it out, do whatever you need. If you're in public and you don't care if people look at you, go ahead and do it.
Do it.
We're going to take a breath in and then breathe out all of the yuckiness that we just ranted about. Okay. Take a breath in. And. Oh my God, you're a trucker this week. I like it. Did it feel good?
Yeah.
It sounded like it did.
Oh yeah.
Oh, it sounded deep and guttural. I wish for one day I could have your voice.
Oh.
What would I do with that voice?
Prank call people?
Yeah.
Guess what? They'd blame it on me. Because like I said, I could never get away with anything because everybody always recognized my voice.
Well, how do you disguise that?
Hello, is your refrigerator running? No, but some of the prank calling I used to do would not be appropriate in this day and
age.
Okay.
We'll just leave it at that. What do you say? Put a fork in it.
We're done.
Oh, okay, good. All right, we're moving into corners. I think I'm up. Am I up first for corners?
You are.
And this is a what the what?
What?
Because it is definitely a what.
Okay.
So we all know that T.I. had that awkward interview about his daughters.
Maybe they don't, because I found out about it from Vice News, and I don't think everybody certainly does not watch
Well,
Vice
T.I. the rapper talked about his daughter's virginity, and it was really awkward and horrible, right?
He went into her doctor's appointment with her
and is proud about how he goes with it. Anyway, it was disgusting. So then I found, because you guys know I'm always perusing oddityCentral.com for our weirdos of the week and things like that. And also just for my own pleasure.
Yes.
So this one popped out at me for a corner for a what the what? Jessica, did you know you can now buy virginity pills to fake it on your wedding night?
No.
What? Retail giant Amazon recently found itself at the center of a controversy in India after it was reported that it is selling virginity pills that help women fake their virginity on wedding night. I have a lot to say about that, but we'll get there. Called iVirgin, the controversial product consists of small capsules containing mysterious blood powder that allegedly imitates human blood.
No.
All the user has to do is insert one of these pills into the vagina a couple of hours before the planned intercourse to fake virginity.
No.
The producer adds that the high quality blood, that's in quote, like that's a quote,
no,
completely dissolves, posing no health danger to the user. Amazon India has been accused that by selling a product which helps fake virginity on the first day of marriage, it is supporting a centuries old taboo. And I do think that's true. There is a very big, I have a very big problem with people identifying virginity by bleeding, because we all know that the hymen can be broken by riding horses. If you're super athletic, like that is not an indicator of virginity.
Correct.
And so it's sickening. But I was saying to you in the green room dump, I watched one of those weird shows about people obsessed with things, and there was a man who, he and his wife went to the hospital. They had her hymen rebuilt.
Nope. Well,
rebuilt so he could take it.
Like,
there's a weird misogynistic male, what am I looking for? It's oppressive and it's wrong.
As you were reading this, like, I remember I was really mad that this even came about, and like now hearing you talk about it again, I'm kind of having a change of heart, because if the sad part is, I wish these could get into the hands of certain women in certain parts of the world, because
where
people
it might
are
save
killed
their lives.
Yes.
I know. Well, that's
people
the thing
are killed
about
for dishonoring their family.
I would assume that's why it popped up in India, because I think that is an issue there.
And I want to say, I can't believe I just said for dishonoring, for their families claiming that
they've dishonored them. Yes. And sometimes it's literally false accusation. And even if it's not, like, I just can't.
It's not okay.
It's not okay. And there's so many different holes I could go down. Like, why is it okay for men to have sex before marriage and not women? And, are we being sensible by preaching about abstinence in lieu of safe sex and things like that? Because whatever, I don't want to get too political or on a soapbox, but I just thought that was super weird. It is supporting a centuries old taboo. However, you're right, it could be life-saving in some situations. So I don't know,
like, it's awful because that, I mean, there are still places where they go in and like check the sheets after people have been married.
Oh, for sure. I read tons of historical fiction, and there's always a section in the book where a young woman gets married, everybody's checking the sheets. And it's like, if it's not there, she's basically like decapitated.
Yeah, it's horrifying.
And that's not fair, because a lot of things can destroy a hymen, even a tampon.
Even it doesn't. I just can't.
Yeah.
What I'm going to say is just not even going to come out right. Even if it was because of sex, of course, I say, who cares? But that's a whole different issue entirely.
Well, that gets into abstinence versus safe sex and all of those things, which I guess, it's probably today's not the day to open that Pandora's box. I didn't, I read that and I was like, oh my God, that's so weird. What? And now that we're talking about it, I'm like, you guys, this is a serious issue. Because it actually is.
It is.
So I taught myself something today. Thanks for being along with me on the journey.
I'm telling you, and I think about it differently as you're talking about it too. So I'll read something and I'm like, that's weird. Oh,
like the oppression of women. And
maybe it's just because, like, specific, literally, like, within the last week or two. And once I read that article about T.I., which I was so horrified by.
It was so disturbing.
I fell down the rabbit hole reading men. Not that I haven't known about that issue, but
he was a guest on a podcast. He was, and that's when all of that information came out, and they actually removed the podcast.
Wow.
But you know what? It made people start talking. So maybe there was some progress made.
Yeah.
I don't know that you're going to change T.I.'s mind.
What a creep.
I know, right? So weird.
I don't like people being able to threaten someone, let alone their daughter.
I know. But he doesn't feel like it's threat. He feels like it's discipline.
No.
Yeah.
It's horrifying.
Well, and it's not appropriate for you to be that involved.
And I'm sorry. My dad was a wonderful, very involved father. You best believe he wasn't consulting with my gynecologist.
OB.
Okay?
Yeah, no. No.
Like,
and the last person I would want to come with me to that when I was young would be my dad.
Right.
No, thank you.
I actually was, I guess, very lucky, because my mom was specifically an OBGYN nurse.
Oh, wow.
So, like,
we didn't talk about it.
Very open. Even when I was a kid and started asking, my mom never called things different names. She just kind of explained it. I mean, when it was appropriate, she didn't go into rapture when I was five, but I started asking probably around five or six.
Well, my mom never talked about stuff like that, especially about like getting your yearly women's health check and things like that. I did that on my own once I got into college.
Oh, wow.
And I asked her, I was like, well, how come you never never told. She's like, well, I haven't done that. And I go, what do you mean?
What?
She has never gone for like a female checkup. And she's had three kids and she's in her 60s. Like,
what?
Yeah, that's why I never knew about it. Thank God for the information I learned in school.
Wait, did she just go when she went into labor?
Uh-huh. I mean, she went.
She never had an attending doctor while she was pregnant?
She did, but she never went before she got pregnant and had like a yearly pap smear.
Okay. Oh, wow.
Which you should start doing at, what do they say, 16?
I don't even know what the age is. I don't remember. It depends on the age and if you're having problems or not.
Like, yeah. But like it should be a yearly safety thing, especially with like HPV and all of this now. But we never knew about any of that. And it's because my mom never went.
Interesting.
Isn't that crazy?
Well, also that still of a generation where a lot of parents didn't talk about
it. Yeah. Not at all.
My mom always said like, oh, my parents did not discuss that kind of stuff. Yeah,
my mom,
me.
Same.
I'm like, what?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It was very taboo.
Totally.
Anyway, well, that's my corner. How if we both had things we talked about where we were like, you guys, oh my God, listen to this. And then we're like, oh, geez, there's a deeper message here.
Oh my God.
What's your corner?
Hoo-wee. Okay, my corner is actually real sweet. Okay.
This is so sweet. It's a new corner. We decided to name it.
Oh, yeah. Golden oldies.
Yeah. I wish I knew how to make up like a
golden years. Wop, wop, wop. Wasn't
do
that
wop,
a...
Do wop, wop,
wop. Not do wop. I'm singing David Bowie, not not Frankie Valli.
I was trying to sing some 50s do wop for a golden oldies.
No, I hate oldies.
Okay, well.
I hate do wop.
Well, sorry. I guess you can't eat at Mel's Diner anymore then.
Man lights up seeing wife of 72 years. We're going to have to take a pause on that. They've been married for 72 years.
I mean,
so already my heart is bursting. They could be in their 90s or they could have, again, at that age, they could have very well married at 18,
at like
maybe even 16 or 17.
Yeah.
Man lights up after seeing wife of 72 years dressed up for their anniversary photo shoot.
Come on.
A senior living facility in Burlington, Colorado got to celebrate decades of true love last week when two residents marked their 72nd wedding anniversary. 91-year-old lovebirds Leonard and Shirley Maddies have been holding hands for more than seven decades.
Aww.
And they're still doing it today. When one employee at Grace Manor Care Center heard their wedding anniversary was coming up, she chipped in to make the day extra special for them with a sweet photo shoot. Okay, you better... Look at that picture of them.
Oh my God, it's so cute. And her dress.
It's beyond. She looks like Pretty in Pink.
Aww.
The movie. I've been working in long-term health care since I was 16. Working with the elderly has always been a huge passion to me, she says. What I got to be a part of today was the most beautiful experience. Not only was I able to get this beautiful bride a dress to doll her all up, but I was also able to take pictures of their very special day and capture the love and commitment they have for each other, even after 72 years. One of the couple's seven children told CBS News the family was already planning an anniversary party, but really wanted to make it above and beyond. This woman at the nursing center.
Uh-huh.
She thought to get a pink gown for Shirley for the special occasion.
Oh, so cute.
When a staff member rolled Shirley out in her wheelchair, Leonard's face absolutely lit up. Berenson shared video of the husband's heartwarming reaction to seeing his bride. Martell told CBS News her mom has dementia, which has been difficult for Leonard to understand. But that day, Shirley had no problem recognizing the love of her life.
Oh, I just got chills.
Leonard and Shirley are such a beautiful example of what true love is and proof that when you truly love someone, you fix what is broken and love each other through all the hard times you may face. I can't even begin to tell you how it felt to witness so much love and emotion. Seeing the look on Leonard's face when I brought her out was one of the most beautiful things I have ever seen.
Aww.
God, they're just
we
too cute.
We have to post that picture. It's the cutest thing. She's sitting on his lap.
Uh-huh.
Ugh.
Cuties.
So cute.
72 years.
I don't know if I can. I might kill Dan. I'm just kidding.
It's really incredible.
It's very sweet.
Beautiful. Okay. Another shining example of somebody just doing a little thing.
Just a little thing made such a huge difference to them. And that's really special if she's in having dementia.
Yes.
Like that brought back memories for her.
Mm-hmm. Totally.
Really amazing.
I love that.
Are you ready to move into raves? Sorry, Ollie just came in and made an announcement.
That was so cute.
He's such a gorilla, but he has the tiniest meow. He literally almost knocked me over the other day trying to get inside.
For really?
Yeah. Okay. Are we ready to move into raids?
Yes.
Woohoo! You, am I up first?
Sure.
Okay. I think I am. I don't know. I write this stuff down and then I'm like, wait, did I write
that? I never remember.
Okay, moving into raves. This one, Jessica, you saw on our local news.
It was on the NBC news last night.
Our local affiliate. Uh-huh. I love it so much. So they profiled this organization. It's called Empower Her, and their website is empoweringher.org. I'm just going to read you a little bit about their story and what they do. So Empower Her, the story starts with a young girl who has lost her mother. Founder Kara Belvin formed Empower Her in 2013 out of the gratitude she had for all the support her family received after her own mother, Kit, died of breast cancer. Kara was just 9 years old and desperate to meet others who could relate to her loss. And now with the support of countless volunteers and donors, Kara's simple idea became a reality. What we do. Empower Her is the only organizations in the country specifically working to address the struggles of girls whose mothers have died, and we're doing vital work. We currently serve 150 plus girls up to age 24 by providing an integrated series of programming featuring year-round events for girls such as Signature Mother's Day Retreat, Beach Bash, cooking classes, yoga, and more. Events are community-based and non-therapeutic and serve to remind girls that they are not alone in their grief. These events occur in tandem with our one-on-one mentor match program with caring plus strong female role models who promote positive growth throughout the grief journey. All programs and activities are provided at no charge to the family. So she says that, this is a quote from Kara Belvin, the founder of the organization. I envisioned an organization that would allow us to talk about the loss of a young mother in our community and ways to offer help to the family that would not be intrusive. She's passionate about volunteerism, spends countless hours as a breast cancer advocate, and it was in this role that she saw a need in her community for a program like Empower Her. Her own mother passed away at the young age of 37 after a 2-year battle with breast cancer when Kara was just 9 years old. Kara's extended family and friends assisted in filling the void left behind with this profound loss. Empower Her was formed out of the gratitude she felt for all the layers of support her family received growing up. And now, as a mother, felt it would be as much for these mothers as it would be for these young girls. Mm-hmm. Kara frequently presents on issues surrounding adversity, women's empowerment, and social entrepreneurship. Kara is the lead producer of HBO's The Conversation, Stories That Matter speaker series, and the episodic digital series, The Dinner Conversation, about women powering through their grief. Her efforts to support young girls have been featured on ABC Boston affiliate Channel 5 and PBS NewsHour with Judy Woodruff. And then, of course, it was on our news. Anyway, empoweringher.org, there's much more information about some of the things that they offer, new chapters. Mm-hmm. They're starting California chapters. There's mid-Atlantic chapters, tri-state chapters. You know, this is something I think people haven't talked a lot about when a child loses a parental figure, and especially one of their own sex. Like, you know, your mom talks to you about falling in love and about your period and things that you don't maybe necessarily want to talk about with a male relative or even an extended relative.
Sure.
You know, there's a big gap, a big loss there. And I think this organization is filling that void in an empowering way, empoweringher.org. So if you want to check that out, I think it's really awesome. Amazing.
Yeah, we will link to their website for sure.
Absolutely. They even have you can click on their website to enroll a girl.
Aww. So
yeah, it's real quick and easy and you can find out what's near you, everything. It's
also, really just like any kind of mentorship is incredible.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? I know a lot of people that have worked and volunteered at things over the years, and whether it's through like a Boys and Girls Club or the things like 826 Valencia, which is, you know, working with kids on writing after school or whatever, reading programs, all of it. It's amazing and it helps change kids' lives.
Mm-hmm.
And this, for girls that have lost a mother, how devastating.
I mean, cooking classes they have for them. They have events for girls, and then they have one-on-one mentor match programs. Mm-hmm. So you can look into both programs. You know, many girls choose to do both and attend the events with their mentors, which I think is so adorable.
Cool.
And again, I just want to reiterate before we move on to your rave for this week that all the programs and activities are at no charge to the family. They remain a volunteer-driven organization. Mm-hmm. And there's a thing you can watch these videos about how to host your own pop-up party in honor of like Mother's Day or any kind of holiday that might be difficult, and also Team Empower, which is how you can get involved with their organization.
Love it.
It's really, really cool. And while we're on the subject of grief and things, I just want to make a quick quick announcement. We are aware that sometimes the holidays can be a difficult time for people.
Yeah.
So we hope that you're listening for fun and goodness. But if you're struggling during this holiday season, reach out to us. Reach out to, you know, there are many, many, many mm-hmm. places that help with suicidal thoughts. Or if you're feeling depressed, this can be a very difficult time of year yes. for people. We're aware of that. We want to be there for you, and we mm-hmm. encourage you to find help wherever you can. We're not qualified to like make everything better, but we right. will certainly do everything we can to give you resources to help you through
yeah.
if you're having a hard time. So anyway, just a quick, since it's the holiday season
totally
officially now, by the it time is. This comes out, Thanksgiving's over.
All right, and you'll be allowed to put your snowman in your yard.
Thank God.
Oh man, you know, as I'm pulling up my rave, I will tell you, I mean, kudos to the people trying to make Hanukkah decor fun.
Yeah.
But we get left with things like love you a latke
oh.
on a dish towel at TJ Maxx.
Oh,
okay.
No, that's not good.
I know. All right.
Menorahs are getting prettier and prettier every year.
Do you know what? I told you, a collection of menorahs. I'm going to talk about that in a future episode.
Okay, cool.
I have a particular one that's my favorite.
All right.
I'm going to even get pictures and all that jazz for
Oh, I love it. I'm excited. Teaser.
Uh-huh. Get ready for the Festival of Lights episode. Okay, this is a rave about an 8-year-old. Again, it should be. Kids are amazing.
I know, right?
This is from CNN Heroes Salutes. So they have like specific stories that feature heroes.
I love that.
Yep. This is a little boy who makes hero bags, and he's helped nearly 3,000 homeless veterans.
An 8-year-old.
Eight.
He's a better human than I am.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Tyler Stallings was 4 years old when he first learned that some veterans are homeless.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm also just trying to like put that in perspective because I have a few friends whose kids have just turned 4. And yes, they're incredibly
like, how are
smart
they even
and inquisitive.
Aware? How would this child be aware of that?
But I'm like amazed.
Yeah.
Veterans are part of the Maryland boy's extended family, and he always thought of them as heroes. Homeless veterans didn't make sense to him. He wanted to do something to help them right away, so he asked his mom if he could build houses for them. At such a young age, he wasn't in the best position to start building houses. He still wanted to help, so Tyler started doing something a little more realistic. He began making what he calls hero bags. Doing something special for veterans began after I started asking my mom why some veterans are homeless. After talking to my mom, I really wanted to help build homes for veterans, but together we decided on a more realistic goal. We came up with an idea to make hygiene and grooming kits with thank you cards to give to veterans in need.
Yes.
I call them hero bags.
I love it.
During winter, a hero bag could be packed with a hat, gloves, blanket, lip balm, a sweater, toothbrushes and toothpaste, soap, and more.
Socks.
Mm-hmm. In the 4 years Tyler has been helping veterans, he has donated close to 3,000 hero bags.
Mm-hmm.
He has helped many veterans and raised more than 50,000 over the past 4 years.
Oh my God.
He has a GoFundMe page for this project.
Aww.
He buys a lot of merchandise from donations. We go now all the time. Many people in Tyler's family are veterans, including his grandfather.
Mm-hmm.
He has given bags and other items to many organizations that help homeless veterans, and he has also given to individuals directly as well. Anything people can do to help with items on their wish list, that's where people like Tyler come in. For Tyler, being a part of that community as a superhero has been about raising awareness.
Mm.
It's so sweet. And do you know what? I bet he'll be, you know, there's like a little thing called the Tiny House Project.
Yes.
I bet as he gets older that maybe he'll be involved
with
something like
that
too.
Yeah.
Because he started by wanting to give them houses.
Children who have that sort of mentality where from a very early age they want to help
yes.
spend their entire lives helping.
Yes.
They're game changers, mm-hmm. man. They really are. I love that story.
It's so cute.
Aw, thanks, Jessica.
Aw, you're welcome. Thank you, Tyler.
Aw, Tyler.
So sweet.
Jessica.
Dana.
I think that's our show.
I think it is.
Aw. I hope that... When's this come out? Is everybody eating turkey or did
well,
they already eat it? I
or
keep saying...
Are you eating tofurkey?
Tofurkey. Mm-hmm. I should be because of my meat guilt, but I love a turkey leg.
Yep.
Oh, boy. Anyway, Jessica, I should tell everyone how to get in contact with us.
Sure.
We want to hear all of your wonderful holiday stories and all of your nightmare ones. because yes. we all know we got them.
Yes. Okay.
You can find us on Instagram and Facebook at the Rants and Raves Podcast. You can find us on Twitter at @raves_the. Visit our website, therantsandravespodcast.com. There's a contact button that you can just hit us up from there, or you can straight up email us at therantsandravespodcast@gmail.com.
Mm-hmm. What's this?
So before I get to my weekly point to ponder, I let you know that I bought a candle.
Mm.
I've been in, we talked about, I've been in a nesting phase. So, oh my God, a gorilla just jumped in my lap. Sorry. So I bought this candle. So I've been lighting a candle every night before I go to sleep and just like filling my room with lovely scents. Legitimately, there's a 500-pound cat on all of our equipment. Right?
I know.
Ollie, what are you doing?
Ollie boy.
What are you doing?
Okay, so you're already bringing up a service announcement. When you say before you go to sleep, are you making sure you're not lighting that when you're remotely tired? Because my neighbor fell asleep.
Yeah, no. I blow it out way before I get ready to... This is when I'm playing my
neighbor in
game.
College fell asleep with a candle on.
Or watching a movie. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's not near sleepy time. So I explained to you that I bought this new candle that I really love the scent of, and it's called Full Moon. And you went berserker saying it was going to stink because I said it smells like a clean man in a sweater that I want to roll around with.
Oh my God.
He might be chewing gum. Jessica!
It smells like the IO valet.
No, cologne. It doesn't.
Yeah, it does.
No, it doesn't. Don't ruin it for me. It smells like
it smells like cologne,
evergreen, and a clean man that might be chewing gum.
You even said it was a man candle, and I rolled my eyes.
Yeah, that's
and
when
laughed
you got upset. But
because my mom always called it a man candle, and she bought Midsummer from Yankee Candle, and it smelled like Drakkar Noir.
Yeah, that's exactly what happened. You were like, no, is it a Yankee candle? No, I can't handle it. Before you even sniffed.
Yours smells like Ralph Lauren chaps.
You're a crazy person. What smells good to you, Jessica?
Fresh cut grass.
That's super normal.
Pamplemousse.
No, what is pamplemousse?
Grapefruit in
grapefruit
France.
Is a pamplemousse?
That's what they call it in France.
I can't handle your highbrow, upper crust, bougie desire.
No, just
for
clean.
Everything.
Clean scent.
This smells clean like a full moon.
Grassy and citrus.
We're going to come to fisticuffs.
And don't you be trying to sneak in some cedar.
There's no cedar in that. It smells like he might be chewing gum, which means he has fresh breath.
Gum?
He might have fresh breath.
Gum made out of the shavings at the bottom of a hamster cage.
No, we're fighting. All right. Well, now we're going to need another cleansing breath after this, Jessica. You know what? I'm going to light that candle the next time you come over to record.
Oh, God.
I'm going to light it and put it right on the corner of your table.
And it will be clear to me that you no longer want me coming to your home.
All right, so I like to end each week with a conversation starter, a weekly point to ponder, something you just might want to think about. This is a real thinker tinker. Hey, Jessica, you want to know something you may not have thought about before?
Sure.
It is not possible for Wolverine to be circumcised.
Why is that?
Because mutant healing, Dodo. All right, guys, we'll be back next week. Have a wonderful week. We hope we hear from you.
Somebody help me.
I blew out your candle.
Bye-bye.
Bye.